Hey, it's Kristen from Kristen and Chill, and this podcast, of course. And I know my one-on-one banter coaching isn't accessible for everybody, and I want to make it easily available for all of you. So I'm going to be doing group coaching calls, which is really exciting. First one is going to be on March 25th at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. $50, that's all it is, and we're going to be going in-depth on everything banter. From openers to how to tease to how to get the phone number to going deeper in conversation, really anchoring her to you and making her laugh, of course, and everything that you need to build that sexual tension, which leads to that little thing called chemistry. So if you want in on this group coaching call, hit me up with an email at Kristen@KristenandChill.com. It's Kristen with an E. And in the subject line, just put group coaching and I'll get you all set up to join that hour-long call. I'm really excited for this. It's going to be so much fun, so much learning. So do not miss out on this incredible opportunity to learn invaluable skills for such a low price. I'll see you guys there.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Welcome to the Ask Women Show. I'm Kristen Carney, one of your hosts. You're, of course, with Marnie Kinross. She is the owner of winggirlmethod.com. It'd be funny if it was winggirlmethod.org, like government-run dating advice.
There should be.
We have our very lovely Kaz here, who's been on the show now a few times, a single girl who's adorable. And then we have our voice of man, or dick of the day, Rude Jude.
Dick of the day.
Dick of the day, man. And I'm excited because I love Rude Jude and I love Kaz. So
they're good. It's a good pair, I think. I'm surprised that we haven't had the two of you on together.
You guys are a good pair, too.
That's how we know each other.
Oh,
so when
okay,
I came here, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh,
we were on the show together.
Oh, I didn't make it happen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, then okay, you guys would like each other. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I have a bad memory.
And he helped me out with Golden Shoes. So
oh, yes,
he was
I forgot.
So nice.
How is that? Is that still going?
Still going. I'm trying to make it a nonprofit. So that's the goal this year to, you know, take it on a...
You keep getting off mic.
Okay.
So you should probably...
Okay.
You can hear yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, gentlemen, look at this.
You're a professional.
but yeah, I'm trying to make it a nonprofit so I can go after real money.
501c3?
Yeah. And bring it to LA, bring it to... all the cities in the United States.
Really. Do you want a law firm that does that pro bono? I can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just went through that process. It's like a side note,
oh,
but
wow.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Okay. I'll tell you about that afterwards.
Please.
Okay, so there's two topics now that I want to talk about because of all the banter from before. So you guys choose what you want to discuss. So one is talking about past baggage and moving on after a breakup and like things that you've done that may have not been completely sane after a breakup. Or we can talk about protocols in dating. Like what women...
Protocols in dating.
What women... Or we can talk about both. But like what women expect after a date and what is the correct protocol.
Or the protocol for how you break up with somebody, maybe.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
All these things. So let's touch on the protocol first, okay? Because we were talking about Kristen, who has been dating now, and she has been freaking out about this guy not contacting her. And basically, what is the protocol for a guy to do that doesn't come across as too needy, too clingy, too eager? Like, how do guys have that fine balance of sending a message after a first date that was successful and then ruining the attraction?
Okay, well, I have a good
contact.
Example.
Okay.
So I went out with two guys in the last week. One guy, super nice guy. He was very into me. And this is what I'm saying. It's weird that like the guys that I like don't seem to like me and the guys that like me, I don't seem to like them. This guy, super nice guy, very much into me. We had a very nice time, but I wasn't super into it. But the next day he was like, when can I see you again? Blah, 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 which was nice. And then I said I wasn't feeling well the next day, which I wasn't. And he was like,
I'm going to, he's like, I'm going to come over and bring you soup if you're not feeling good. And then that started to go, ooh, like that's
too
much.
Just chill out.
So, yeah. So he had like a good, it was good at first. And especially if I didn't really like him, but I still thought it was good. It was good. But then when he went too far, talked too much, then I lost. Now I just think I never want to see him again.
Okay.
But then this other guy who I really liked fooled around a little bit. Next day, nothing. And I feel like he could have at least said, like, hey, did you get home okay? Or, hey, had a nice time.
Like, how soon after do you want
that? I wanted that text by 10 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
really?
About right.
Mm-hmm. 10 in the morning?
So then the appropriate thing to do probably would have been, like, at 1 p.m.? I don't know, Jude, what do you think? Like,
I don't know. I think if you get it within the same day, you're good.
You think so that gives me a whole...
Would you want him to wake up thinking about you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, because I've just been thinking about him. But it also gives, like...
You're not being cool, though.
Well, I mean, I am going to be cool because I won't text him, so he doesn't know I'm not being cool.
Here.
Yeah.
I know,
but I'll just be secretly uncool.
Yeah.
And that's what girls do.
If I sleep with a woman, I usually text them the next day.
What do you text them?
I don't know, something.
What's up?
Yeah, just checking on you. Yeah. Yes,
no matter like what your intention is after that. Like, so, like, let's say.
It's just, it makes it easier. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because then you don't have to deal with crazy bitches like this.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is that they don't know. It's almost like you're, when you're sending that text the next day, you're soothing someone slightly. So it's like you're keeping them in a good frame of mind. And it's not their responsibility.
Yeah. And I think you're sending a message, right?
But it's also rude, I think, that they're not thinking of your feelings after you had a...
Well, he's sending you that message, too. Like, the lack of a text is a message.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm freaking out now because I'm saying, is this lack of a text like a really bad
sign? Okay, so then what are some rules afterwards? So if your intention is to see that person again or you like them, what do you send?
First off, before I even sleep with a woman, I let them know what I want from them usually, and it's usually not much. So,
okay, tell me how you express this to a woman.
Yeah, how do you do that? Because sometimes we think that you guys want a relationship, and he may not want the relationship.
No, I just say I don't want a relationship. Okay. I'm trying to date. I want to keep my, I don't want to take this too seriously. I don't see, the last woman I slept with, I was like, look, man, I don't see long-term viability between the two of us.
Beautiful, beautiful, though.
Wow. Yeah.
If that guy had said that to me last night, I would be so much better today. But because he played it off,
I don't know.
I mean, I was still feeling. I think I would still have felt a lot of chemistry for him if he said, because he actually is currently married, he's separated, and he's going through a divorce right now.
Oh, good God.
He's not looking
okay.
That's why he's not texting first thing in the morning, because he's beside his wife.
Yeah, he's looking for.
Well, his wife is in Boston.
Okay, gotcha.
Even if she's not, he's still emotionally fucked.
It's not 50-50
Yeah,
anymore.
But the problem with guys is that their actions have to align with their words. So his actions were very sweet, very romantic. He was saying like...
But I would say the guys would say the same things about women.
How he falls so hard very quickly for women. He likes being in a relationship, blah, 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 all those kind of things. And then for that to not line up with... The fact that he probably, and I mean, I know sensibly, he's fresh out of a marriage. He just moved here 2 months ago, and it's not his number one priority to get right back into a relationship. Right. So, I mean, I should have known that going into it, but when you start feeling feelings, that's when things get confusing because you're like,
how many dates were you on?
It's our first date.
Oh my God, you're psycho though. That's crazy.
I know, like, but
you,
I like,
what do you expect?
You go psycho because you find so few guys that you like that when you find one you like, you cling to that shit because there's not many out there. There's
Do you believe
not.
That?
No, I think there's a lot out there.
Do you believe that?
No, not for me. I have a very narrow pool of what I like and what I want.
What do you like?
I need a really, really, really funny guy.
Okay.
Who's very handsome.
Okay.
I basically need Christian Bale with Larry David's personality. Okay? This shit is rare.
Larry's about as rare as you can get.
And this guy last night was pretty freaking close. And it's like when that happens, I'm going, oh my God, I found the gold mine because this is...
Yeah, but anybody can be cool for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, maybe if we spent more time together, I'd
do
that.
Yeah, it's kind of your fault.
I know.
It's kind of your fault.
Christian's getting beat up.
No, I mean, you take all your... Like, look, I've done it before. I've taken all my needs, and I dump them on some fucking stranger, because that's basically what this guy is.
Yeah.
You dump them on some stranger, and then you get upset when they don't fulfill this fantasy in your brain.
Yeah.
How do you adjust that?
But then, wait, hold on.
You check yourself.
What does that mean?
I remember, like, yo, this was way back in the day. I was like 24. Like, I broke up with my ex and met a stripper. And then, like, yo, dude, like, it's so embarrassing. Like, she was, like, I could have fucked that night. And I was like, nah, you know, let me get to know you better.
Wow.
And she stayed the night, and I woke up, and I woke up before her, and I was looking at her, and then she woke up and was like, damn, creep, like, why are you fucking looking at me? And I was like, cause
I'm in love with you.
Yeah. I'm a fucking weirdo. Yeah. And she didn't want no parts of me after that. And I had wrote her a letter, and then I was like, before I gave it to her, like, my homegirl talked me down, like, what the fuck you doing, man? You're just
What did you say in the letter?
It was, I don't know. It was like, hey, man, we got a lot of common, blah, 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 like, let's just try to kick it more. It was embarrassing as shit, and I held on to it because I was like, never go out like a bitch. Like, you're going out like a fucking weirdo, lame.
Yeah.
Like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
And I didn't even like her, man. Like, I just love my ex. And I needed to love something so bad that, here's this thing. Now I'm going to ignore all of the fucking red flags and just, like, push all my needs on it. I conned myself.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you may be doing that.
But people who are going through something similar or who may jump into that as well.
You have to literally be self-aware enough to Well, maybe if you don't know them that well, then you don't know them that well.
Yeah.
Maybe you should let some shit breathe.
Acknowledge that.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, take some time and slow things
just
down.
Just let that shit breathe for a little second.
And
before
even
you start.
When you do get to know them better, you still don't know them.
No.
So.
No. I don't even know how many years into my relationship, like 13 years now. There's still things, not huge things, that I find out about my husband, but there's still things that I find out about him. It takes a very long time to get to know somebody.
It takes a very long time to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
Not only that, I kind of feel that he gave you some hints. He's separated, not even divorced. He just moved here.
Well, he's
so
eager too. He's in the same space.
Yeah, but those are little hints that tell you maybe this guy's still trying shit out.
Yeah.
Well, so Kaz, for you. So now you're going to go back
and
date again. Okay, so you're newly single.
I'm not going to date.
You're
done.
You're taking a break.
You're done. So this is the last time I'm going to be on the show.
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to have any stories.
Exactly. Wait, no, but so can we talk about it? Or are you...
Yeah.
Because I would love to be in your boat right now. I would love to be done.
I'm so fucking done.
Why?
Why?
Because I met somebody that I thought... wow, this person is amazing, and I took my time. We only did it for about 6 months, but it was really incredible. We both felt like we were in the same space. We did have some arguments that I thought were kind of ridiculous, but any case, he ended up breaking up with me on Halloween.
Oh, this is really recent.
Oh my God, a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Was he dressed up in a character?
No.
All right.
Metaphorically,
if I could give
Dracula.
Anybody, guys, any advice, like, please don't do it at a restaurant, right?
Wow, that's fucked
like,
up.
Don't have
God.
Dinner, right? And
hey, this is protocol. Good. Don't break up at a restaurant.
Yeah, don't break up at a restaurant. Do it somewhere
don't
where.
Don't do it on a holiday.
Don't
when
do
we're
it.
Dressed like retards or idiots. I'm sorry.
Do I do it at your house or do I invite you to my house and then ask you to leave?
It's complicated. It's hard.
Or at your house and then tuck you in.
Your house and
as long as it's a private place would be great. Or you know, a park somewhere. But don't do it at a restaurant because we had ordered food.
Oh, no.
So you got to finish your
meal. We didn't even get the food yet.
Oh.
And
that's a Seinfeld
wait, so
episode.
You ordered food
literally.
And then he said, wait, we got to talk about something?
And he asked me why I didn't invite him to something. And I told him the reason. And then he was like, look, I just kind of feel like we've been isolated islands, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, I just don't, after the arguments that we had, he was like, I don't feel the same as I used to in the beginning. And I never was able to get that feeling again. I'm sorry. And I was like, why are we having dinner then? And he was like, well, because I thought we should talk about it before I go to China because he was going for work. And I said, well, I'm not having dinner. And I picked up my stuff and I left him there. And I'm sure he had a full meal.
Yeah.
Only had two meals.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the problem is there's witnesses. Like people are.
Yeah. And the people that were sitting next to us were sitting there at the same exact time that we were. And so it was just, I was so embarrassed. It was so hurtful.
That's
it just
awful.
Makes
You're
me
You're making me feel so much better about my situation.
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what is the better way to have done it?
I mean, I just think somewhere more private would have been a good place to end something with somebody.
Did you see it coming? Or were you blindsided by it?
To be honest, he was acting a little weird the last couple of days.
Yeah.
He had been stressed out over work. So I try to give people the benefit of the doubt and not... I feel like I've learned to calm or soothe myself. So I don't try to take it personal.
Stuff, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? He's had a lot of stuff going on with work. Let me give him some space, blah, blah, blah. And then it was that he wanted to break up. So.
Is there a protocol for soothing the desire to break up? Like if you leave things unsaid for too long or you don't discuss things, or if you do sense things are shifting and changing in the relationship, is there a way to save that relationship?
I just...
For the guys who are listening, so let's say there were things that you were upset about as a woman, you're new into the relationship, 6 months in, and those things don't get discussed, or they don't get brought up or highlighted, whatever it is, you're going to move further and further away, right? And you're going to back off more because it's not being communicated. So is there... protocol to help reconnect?
I just think you're gonna have problems in a relationship.
Right.
You're gonna have problems. Like the closer you get, there's gonna be more cracks, you're gonna see more pores, you're gonna see more imperfections. And it's natural, I think, to think that this person is gonna be the most amazing person all the fucking time is bullshit. And I think it's not honest. And you just gotta be, not think this person's gonna be a Prince Charming or a princess, and bring them down to fucking reality and be like, you know what?
Okay, so what's the protocol for that? So how do you do that?
I don't think it has to do with the other person. I think it has to do within yourself. And you say to yourself, you know, can I live with this? And if you can, you still like accept and honor that person is imperfect.
Okay, but do you talk about it with the other person? Do you bring it up that it bothers you? Like what? So when you are in a relationship, or you are even at the beginning of dating, like what's the protocol for bringing up things that bother you, and for talking about some of these issues or arguments that you're having? Like when do you start talking about these things? What is the protocol?
I think you should always talk about it.
In what way?
Talking, like I would be talking to you. It's always calm. I always stay very calm during situations. Even if I feel riled up, I stay calm. I don't scream, you know, but I try to say I feel, you know.
Right.
But
Jude, have you like begun dating a girl in the very beginning? There's something that she does that really bothers you and you just don't say anything at first, and then it builds and builds and builds, and it really bothers you?
No, I'm pretty like...
I would think you'd say
I'm
it.
Like,
you should always say
it. Yeah, I do. And
like, can you give me an example?
I was hanging out with this chick. I was really trying to take her serious. And then we went out to dinner with her and her girl and my homeboy. And they were doing like this really codependent talk back and forth. And I felt like I was on a date with a 14-year-old. They're like, oh, no, you're my wifey. No, you're my wifey. Like,
oh
like
my
it
God.
Was gross. I was like,
the girls were doing it to each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, oh, where'd you get that shirt from? Oh, my best friend got it from me. Oh, wait, but you're my best friend. Like, it was
oh my
just,
God.
It was.
Damn.
Like, the more they talk, like, the more my dick went inside of myself. And
then
she
yeah.
was like, I want to come home with you. I'm like, nah.
No.
Like, no, I'm good. And then she was like, well, how come? I was like, I'll tell you later. And then she pressed me, and I told her outside.
But how long were you guys dating for?
Not that long.
Okay.
Not that long.
But, yo,
what,
I was
like a week
but
or a month?
I was really emotionally really trying to take her seriously. Like, which is hard for me.
If something goes wrong at the beginning, basically you just kind of will walk away. Or not even goes wrong, but something that turns you off, you'll walk away.
That one was like, I had, yeah. But we got past that, but then there was just...
more stuff.
There's just more stuff. I think with her, she wouldn't really look at a person's needs and just kind of do what she felt that they needed. Instead of just like, I'm very clear about it. Like, I just felt like I wasn't being heard. So my problem with her was like, yo, I don't want to fuck because I'm kind of grossed out by this. So let's just hang out later. And then the problem was she kept pushing to hang out. I'm like, I feel like you're not really hearing me right now.
Right. Well, what did you say to her to let her know what was going on?
I said I felt like I'm on a date with a 14-year-old because you and your girl keep dick riding each other at the fucking table and I'm grossed out.
But is that a reason to not like someone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a reason we turned off.
If I want to date an 11-year-old, yeah, that's fucking cool. But, like, I'm trying to date a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm. But so what did she say to that? Was she offended by your approach, as gentlemanly as it was?
Yeah, right. Like, I was trying not to do. Yeah, I'm not really good at that. My words are
no,
hard.
No, you speak the truth.
Yeah, but like sometimes
it's not good for girls.
Sometimes you need to dress it up a little bit.
Yeah.
She's
honest with tact.
She just totally ignored what I was saying, which made it even worse.
Well, to be honest, I would ignore what you were saying too, because if I had that being said to me, I'd be like, you're the 14-year-old as well. Like, who says that to a human being?
So
I did. Right, exactly. I would just get into defense mode for somebody saying that to me, and I wouldn't actually address what you said. But if you said, listen, like, I get that that's your dynamic with your friend. It's just, I have to be honest, it's kind of like a turnoff for me to see you talk that way. And I'd prefer to not be around it.
I kind of said it like that at the beginning.
That was close to what you said,
yeah,
right?
But then by the end, it was like fucking a 14-year-old. I was just like, I can't do this.
I
did call names. I can't help that shit. I'm working on it.
No, but that's good that you're working on it.
I give credit to any girl that goes out with you, because you could. I can't just imagine you could be.
You would
harsh.
Tear them apart.
Oh, harsh.
Yeah, I would.
Like,
be
I can't
scared.
Imagine if it was you that I'm dealing with from last night, and then like sent you a text being like, "Hey, why don't you text me?" Not that I would send that, but like it would just be like, boom.
But see, the
and
thing
I would
is,
because
you're a needy bitch.
I would text you though. Like that's the thing. I would text you, and you know where you stand with
right.
me. It wouldn't be there. Wouldn't be any gray area.
Yeah,
it'd be like, hey man, like I'm taking you seriously, or hey, I'm not.
Right.
But the thing is that I think for someone, so you're working to alter.
Yeah,
but for someone to be with you, they would probably also have to be like that. Like that would be their norm as well in talking to another person.
Which is quite hard because most women aren't like that. You
right.
know what I mean?
That's going to crush another woman.
Look, it starts off very nice and then it goes south quickly.
Yeah.
Like I don't have it. But you got to understand, like I've been dealing with that for an hour and a half at dinner already. I'm trying to fucking leave. I'm like, yo, dude, let me just get away from you.
Right. And then
I'm
I can calmly
irritated.
Talk to you about it.
And we could talk about this. And she just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And then it turns into Jude's a dickhead because he said that.
Certain people like to deal with things at the moment. Some people need to cool off. And you have to understand what kind of person you're
dating. God. I used to chase my husband around. He would go crazy. He'd be like, just let me have 5 minutes. Like, we have to talk about it now. Please talk to me about it now. And he would just like run around the house. It was horrible. But you learn over time. He could have kicked me out the door after several times
of
me doing that.
But what's crazy is that like he didn't, right?
Yes.
But I feel like.
Trust me, I think it's crazy that he didn't because I was being crazy in his
mind. I don't understand. Like, I don't mean to be whatever. This is going to sound self-absorbed, but I feel like I'm such a cool, easy chick.
Me.
And like, fuck. And then there's girls that are like, you need to tell me right now, and guys want to fucking marry them. Like, I don't fucking get it.
That is exactly my
That's
problem.
That's so
because
crazy.
Last night he goes to me, so you're a cool chick, aren't you?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now I don't hear from him. It's like, so do guys not want cool chicks?
They don't.
Because
Well, you don't know. Relax. Be a cool chick. Actually be
they
one.
They don't want cool chicks.
But they don't.
My friends that are
problem.
The biggest bitches have been with their fucking boyfriends for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that,
it's ridiculous.
It's a certain power dynamic. Like you just see dudes that are pussies with tough girls, you know? Like
but
you can't have two alphas.
But this is interesting to hear, like, some of the complaints from women about how they feel, where, you know, you're like, I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to
not even trying to be cool. I am cool. And that was actually something on my way over here I wanted to bring up was he said, so you're a cool chick, aren't you? I wanted to talk about that. I'm glad that you said that because men aren't very clear on what they want. They want a cool chick, but they want a hot, sexy chick. And then they want
But I will say, on the flip side, for the purpose of this
show.
But
then they find someone that's a middle ground of those two things, moi.
But that's your perception of moi.
I am, though.
You're freaking out because he hasn't texted you yet. How cool are you?
Not cool. But
I will say that there's so many guys who are out there saying women say that they want a guy with a sense of humor who's nice to, or not nice to them, who treats them well, blah blah blah, all these things.
My bar is very low. That is not true.
Look, Matt, like it sounds to me like you and your guy, like it sounds like he just has a problem with intimacy, and he was coming up with reasons to not fuck with you, and he's going to China, and he was just trying to clear his plate.
Yeah. Say that again.
Sounds like he had intimacy issues.
He had to make
issues,
room for sushi on his plate.
Yeah, it sounds like he had intimacy issues, and he didn't really want to work it out, and he was looking for reasons to not have it work.
Then don't act like, and don't say you're all in and act all in for X amount of time and then switch gears.
I also just think that under 6 months, you don't really know if you're going to be all in. That's your intention. I don't think that it's malicious or that he was trying to mislead you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that he was like, at this moment, like, you check my boxes 100%. And then that first fight comes along and you have different views and different values that come out during that time, whether it's all said calmly and rationally, you start to see the other person, as we were saying before. Not that it's like it's a bad person, it's just this is a different person, and this is how I want my life to go. Is this like how we're gonna deal
with
it?
You're gonna have arguments. So
for
if
sure,
you don't want any arguments, I don't know who you wanna be with.
I completely agree with that. But it depends on certain views about things.
Sometimes, like, you see things fundamentally different.
Yeah, and you're just like, this is a huge thing. And sometimes guys can go down that path, and girls can do it too. But I find, like, guys are more linear with this type of thought of, like, okay, this value that we're sharing right now is directly tied to X, Y, and Z, and this will mean this fundamental difference is going to affect us on several areas of our path in the future, and I don't want to jump into that. I don't see this working in
but
that
But they
way.
Don't act like that when they're with a psycho girl. When they're with a psycho girl, they're like, yep, she checks all my fucking boxes.
Because they're psycho themselves, because they're not in their rational mind, and they don't understand.
Yeah, some people need to be doormats. Like, look, man, like, yo, there was a nice guy that wanted to bring her chicken soup that she has doesn't want anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. And guess who's going to snatch him up? A self-involved psycho chick that's like, yeah, exactly. He can fucking drive me when I'm drunk and take me to places and pay for things for mm-hmm. me. And that guy's going to hop in some panties and be happy to do it.
Yeah.
How
visual with your language.
No, but it's great. That's why he's got a really popular show. People like him. So what's the lesson here for people who are listening? How do you put your best foot forward, put your real self out there, bring chicken soup for the girl, but still be respected by her on the other side? Is there a way to do that, or is it just always like a balance of somebody's
going to... It's like a balance.
I don't know the answer.
I'm like, you're talking to fucking Mr. Single Guy.
Right.
Look, man, you just try to be thoughtful. Without being overly thoughtful, mm-hmm. and try to understand boundaries and what is a little bit too far with these chicks.
And that offering the soup is a little bit too far.
Look, man, if you're saying I don't feel well, then that is a signal that you don't want to see me.
Yeah, for sure.
So therefore,
100%. Don't offer
that's
soup.
That's kind of why I said it.
So
is
I'm
that?
Not gonna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't feel great, but I was
for 6 months
I'm just not
in,
feeling
if,
good.
If we're like deep into it and she's like, I don't feel good, I got you.
Yeah, then you offer up chicken soup. Most often, I've had Brad P on this show several times, and who are on the show, he'll always say to women, you're talking about guys you already like and you're already attracted to and what you want from them. We're not speaking to those people, right? We're not speaking to those guys who are in that stage. There are guys who are like, I want her to like me. I want her to be attracted to me. So for the bringing the chicken soup, when you hear a woman say, I just want a guy who brings me chicken soup when I'm sick. It's the guy that they're talking about is somebody they're already invested in
at
that point, and a guy that you like, not the guy in the beginning who does the overly nice things without getting something reciprocated or investment back from her side.
Yeah, like if that's a good point. Like all the chicken soup in the world ain't gonna make a girl like you.
No.
So you just gotta
make her hate you, right?
You just have to do you and fucking. I just try to pay attention to women send signals, man. Like, all you gotta do is pay attention. Just watch what they're telling you and kind of go along with it.
Well, so tell me three things that you can watch, that you can actually see that women are saying and doing.
Like, yo, if I make plans with them and they keep canceling, then they don't want to fucking hang out with me.
Right. That's
like,
one.
That's pretty, like...
That's clear, right?
Yeah. Or
don't keep continuing it.
Yeah.
What's the protocol for that? How much do you push? How many times do you try?
Look, there's a girl that I went on a date with in New York, and... whenever I go back out there, I try to hang out with her, and she's really busy with her job. And after a while, I was like, we hadn't hung out in a couple, and I'm like, hey, man. Then I was like, hey, dude, like, you're not going to offend me. We don't need to hang out again. Like, but are you busy or are you just not interested? I'm busy. Okay. Like, it's pretty, like, yeah. If you're getting these signals and you're not clear about it, then you ask them a direct question.
Yeah,
like,
you ask for clarification.
Am I barking up the wrong tree? Yes or no. And then you take them for it. You take them at their word.
Did you see her after she said she was busy?
No, I haven't seen her since.
Okay, okay.
Like, I haven't seen her since.
And so you took the I am busy as a...
I'll take it as a thing. And next time I'm out in town, I'll fucking text her again.
And if, yeah. And but you're not overly invested. You're not pining about it, waiting for the next trip.
No, dude, she is a woman that I'm going to have a drink with. Like, look, I'm emotionally shut down, too. So I don't allow myself to become too open with these chicks, because I tend to do what you do. I'll put all of my, like, I'll put all my needs on that fucking woman, and it's not fair. It's not fair to pedestal somebody, yeah. And then they can never live up to everything that you need.
Yeah. That's so true.
I also think you probably shouldn't sleep with somebody unless you know them a little bit
Who's
better.
Who's saying I slept with them?
No.
Look, out of all the, like, I've never slept with a chick and been like, haha, I got what I want. Like,
Yeah.
Well, what do you think then? So, like, let's say.
Like, I just hang out with a chick and. Oh, go ahead, ask your question. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. But my question is, like, so you're on the date and you decide while you're there.
Like Cass, for instance.
Yeah.
And I'm attracted to Cass, but we would never get along. So I would just try to fuck, and that would be it.
Right.
Like, there's no long-term...
Congratulations, Cass.
But you would know. He would be very upfront with you.
Yeah, like, there's things that I do that she literally said. She was like, I read your Instagram, and you disgust me half the time. And
I'm
it's some of it, it's really funny, and I actually send it to my friends because we have a very dirty type of way of... joking with each other.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Some of it, I'm like, what a fucking asshole this guy.
Yeah,
like,
but that can create chemistry, that fucking asshole.
But see, but like, I understand that, like, I would drive her crazy down the road. We would drive each other crazy. Right. Like, so, but for me, in my brain, that doesn't mean I wouldn't still try to sleep with
her.
A woman.
Right.
I just would let them know that, like, hey, man, there's
like, you're gonna hate me in 3 months. I'm gonna hate
it's
you.
Not, but yeah, it's just like,
but see, I don't think that's
crazy.
Fair. Why would you say I am attracted to this? Like, what makes you think that no, it's not gonna work already? I don't think that's a fair.
Because I'm stubborn.
Well, I agree with him. I could see this. I could see you guys having chemistry, but I could see it not working out at all. And I think it's just a human. You just kind of know this person wouldn't be right for this person. You just know.
Yeah, like.
You can give it a chance, but
someone's like
don't.
Overly political or something. I'm like, shut the fuck up! Like, I don't want to deal with that. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to care about who. I don't want to talk about that over dinner for the next 30 fucking years. Like, that sounds awful
to
me.
Right.
I don't know anything about love or relationships or sex. I don't know anything.
Why did I come on this show? This
you know
is horrible.
Everything.
We're gonna take a quick break and come back and answer some questions from our listeners.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already. Miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty.
flirty, and you'll find out all about it.
We're back. We have Rue Jude and we have Kaz in studio, and we're talking about protocol. For
everyone who's listening who doesn't know Rue Jude, I had to say this the first time you came on the show. I think I probably said the second. He is a white man. I know he does not sound like it, but he is a white man. And I feel like if I was listening to the show, I'd be like, it's a black dude. No, because you're so smooth and you sound like a black dude. So just, I mean, it might change people's...
My credit's white than a motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm not. Now people are like, I'm listening to a white guy? Give me...
Yeah, girl.
People are like, though, you know, I'm listening to a white guy give me this advice. I don't think so.
Like, now I'm not listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I want to ask some questions from our listeners. So, hi, I have a tough question for you. Everyone has baggage from the past. Some is worse than others, including criminal history that has since been completed and cleared.
We did this one on
that. Oh, you did? Okay. Never mind then. Mm-hmm. All right.
And the answer was
I was away, so that's why I didn't know what was done.
We may have done the next one that you're going to read as well. Try it. You can try it.
No, I'm not.
We only did two.
Roll the dice.
I'm not going to. I hate when people spell my name wrong. Hi, Marnier, Kristen, and guests. Really? My name is said every...
Marnier.
It's Marnier. Fine. This is the fancy version of my name. Okay. I write to us today as a 20-year-old guy who has not even kissed a girl before. Uh-huh. I don't lack in confidence nor physical attributes, but I lack time and I hate the hookup culture. I am a full-time student holding a full-time job while being a competitive athlete. Time to date and invest in someone else, that is a thing I cannot afford. While I can't shake that feeling that the experience of being a stupid college kid is passing me, what should I do? Thank you.
Just go out and have some fun. This guy sounds kind of like I was in college, which was just very uptight, very methodical, very planned. And I look back on college and I'm like, why I wasted $40,000? You at least get an STD out of it, you know?
Drop a couple of your classes and go hook up with somebody.
You don't even have to drop a class. See, this kid is not that busy where he can't go out one night a week and go flirt with some girls.
I think he's afraid of girls.
Yeah.
Yes, like, he's totally like afraid. A lot of excuses.
Exactly.
Or maybe he likes dudes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe just take a long look at yourself and figure out what it is that you really want and then go get that shit.
Go get it. I would say similar advice to what you guys just
especially
said.
Especially at There's that age. Always time. Girls are dying to hook up with guys. I remember in college, every time I would go out, I'd be like, I'm going to go and have sex with a guy tonight. I never did, but I said it.
Why didn't you? How didn't you?
Because I was out having too much fun, like dancing and hanging out with my friends.
All you have to do is go up to a guy and be like, hey, I like you, and it's over for you for a night.
Well, she was having fun. Why would she ruin her mood?
I don't know. You know, I'm not the kind of
girl that badly.
Is the goal the fun or is the goal to bring someone home?
I think I'm not the kind of girl that guys approach at a bar. So I think that's.
You look very nice.
So guys weren't approaching you?
Like you're very pretty.
So wait a second.
Girls are offended by shit like that. I shouldn't even say anything.
No,
like,
why?
She's not offended. She's
no,
cool.
She's just
no,
cool.
But I don't think I look very nice.
I think you look like a nice girl that I like, you know.
But
like,
the thing is, guys don't go up to nice girls.
I wouldn't look at you and be like, I could take her home tonight.
Right. Yeah.
I was ready.
It'd be more difficult to get to go home.
Yeah, that's why if you went up to a dude and you just like gave him any hint whatsoever, it's a lot.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not good at it.
Okay, so when you were younger and you were saying, I'm going to sleep with a guy tonight, did you really mean that?
I did. I meant it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You meant it. So if a guy were to, any guy.
No, it wasn't any guy. I think I just wanted,
Who did he want approaching you?
A guy who was fun and easy to talk to and that wanted to dance.
Who could jump in on your fun.
Yeah.
And enhance it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you would have been open to it.
Totally.
You think you would have actually done it?
Honestly, yeah. He just had to be cute, I think. And at 20 years old, he just had to be cute. That was it.
With a smile on his face and just be able to dance.
Yeah. And just be like, hey. And I'll be like, yeah.
Wow, let's do
this. Well, so for this guy who asked the question, right. I will say, like, when you are younger and you do have all these things when you're playing, you're like, I don't have time for these things. But then when you get older, you literally do not have time for any of these things. Like, for people that I coach and work with who are in their 30s and 40s, like, they do not that they don't have the time, they're exhausted afterwards.
Yes.
So, like, or they're exhausted. They that's why they don't have the time to go out after they do all of the things that they have to get done. Right now, you are younger. You have more energy. You can actually go out and do these things. You're an athlete. Yes, you're waking up early in the morning, but you have all those endorphins. Like, use them. Go out, or at least capitalize on the time when you're out during the day to then interact with other people. So
it's
practice
too. Like, you just gotta just get comfortable hollering at chicks. Get comfortable being rejected by women.
That's the main thing.
Get comfortable shitting the bed. Like, you just gotta so when it does happen over and over again, like, it doesn't shatter you.
It doesn't hurt you as much. How do you get practice with being rejected?
Man, I was so shy growing up. Man, I would go through my Valentine's cards and wouldn't even, you know, when you get them out of school, I'd pick out all the ones that said, "Will you be my Valentine?" That's how fucking shy I was. Like, there's not that many either. Like, that don't say that. But, like, right. Hey, Valentine friend, like, that's all they got, because I was afraid to be rejected. But then I was like, yo, man, rejection doesn't feel as bad as sitting on the sideline watching other people have fun. So you go out there. And the way I did it was I devalued women to make it easier on myself.
I'm going to start devaluing men.
It's a great idea. Use what you can use in the beginning.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying it was the best way to do it. I'm just saying that was the way I did it.
It's a way that you can deal with it
in
mentally.
In my brain, like, I was like, fuck these bras. And I didn't have strong females around me growing up either. So it was pretty easy to be like, fuck these broads. And right. I would run up on them in spit game. And if they rejected me, it didn't matter because I didn't really like them one way or another. I don't do it that way anymore, but like...
How did you switch that around? Were you just around different types of women, or you decided
You just mature, you know what I mean? You mature. I had a daughter. I actually found someone that I loved, so it made me look at women differently. Like... I was hollering at this girl and she fucking, I thought I was going to the right place and she was like, nah, I'm good. And yo, I was fucking shattered. I walked away like, damn, I really misread that one.
What kind of girls do you go out with, just out of curiosity? Like white girls?
All
different types.
I would too.
Honestly, all different types. Yeah. Most of my, my serious relationships have been like Arab and Hispanic.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I could see the Hispanic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, look, I'm Italian. We're loud. We're fucking, we're kind of, I got a crazy ass family. Yeah. So.
You guys would be good with each other. I don't know.
No, I could see like such intense fights.
I know, but then intense on the other side too.
Right, no,
but then
I know.
With,
but that's,
like, has
you guys
calm.
Were in the room.
I know. Well, we're overanalyzing this. That's the section. That's the section that we're in right now. Okay, next question. Hi, Marnie and Carney. I have been listening to your podcast over the last 2 weeks, and it has been great. It has been the kick in the pants I have needed to get out of the funk I was in. I'm usually a pretty social person and don't really have problems approaching and talking to people and being fun and confident. However, over the year, I kind of lost that. I moved to LA for a job, physical therapist, not entertainment, which has been great, and I really enjoy the city. All of your shows and advice to me seem obvious and common sense, but sometimes you need the obvious stated. I know I have to state what seems obvious to clients all the time. I have gone out the past few nights and kept some of your tips in the back of my mind, and it has made a world of difference. I have just had a great conversation with men and women. Oh, I'm just having great conversations with men and women, which has really rebuilt my confidence, fun vibe, and mojo. So thanks so much and keep up the good work. Oh, and Miss Carney is a sassy little minx. I have checked out some of her other materials. Great stuff. If Miss Carney ever finds herself single again, tell her to look me up. I am not tall, skinny Jew, but I do appreciate...
Is that your type?
That's my type. But I do appreciate some great escalating with witty banter if she is game. Oh.
My shoulder's hurting, so I could use a physical therapist right now.
There you go. Okay, so this is just a comment. So this is just a comment to us about how awesome we are, which is wonderful to hear. Okay. Next question.
It wasn't a question.
There was no question. Okay. After discovering your podcast about a year ago, I listen to it every chance I get. I haven't dated much in the last 5 or 6 years, mostly because I worked over the road and would not be home for months at a time. I'm currently living in a small town with a stable job around home without so much traveling. I have been using Tinder, Match, and a few other apps to help find girls to meet. As well as non-technology things. Recently, I met someone on an app who gave me their cell phone number, and we started talking on a regular basis. She would start texting me in the morning, and we would carry a conversation all day. We finally got the chance to meet face-to-face one evening for dinner, and I thought it went well. We continued to talk before the first date. She sent me pictures of her, and I sent her some of me, all non-sexual, with a positive response every time. About a week went by, and I asked if she wanted to go out again, and she said she would like to, with a very positive response. I tried to set up a day and time for another date, and she did not text back. She texted me the next morning, and we talked all day. That night, I asked again for a day and time for another date, and again, I got no response. I did not receive a text the next morning or the next 3 days, figuring she wasn't interested any longer. I wasn't going to text her again, but I decided to text today and tell her that I was sorry if I offended her with anything. Not that I did, though, and I enjoyed talking with her. She texts back saying that her phone had gotten wet and she lost everything and wasn't sure whose number this was. I told her my name and I didn't get another response. This time I was sure she wasn't interested any longer. I guess I'm a little confused and wondering where things went wrong. Any advice that I don't make the same mistake again is greatly appreciated. Mustang.
It had nothing to do with you.
She just wasn't into you.
It had stuff to do with him, but there was just nothing he can do different.
Right.
She wasn't into you. Yeah.
She didn't like him.
Yeah, but maybe the whole reason why she didn't want to go out with him in the first place is because she may have some shit going on, like the guy that you... I'm hooked up with.
Some of these chicks, like on Tinder, man, and stuff like that, they don't want dick. They just want attention. You know what I mean? They just want to text with somebody while they're watching Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah.
Like, and anything else.
It's true.
You know, so who the fuck knows? Maybe that's why they were texting so much. And honestly, like, he shouldn't make himself that available.
I agree. And he shouldn't be apologizing and saying, sorry if I did. What did he say that he just
sorry if I offended you.
If I offended you? Go back through your text. You didn't offend anybody.
Yeah,
like you're fine.
Passive aggressive almost. Like, I hope you... It gets creepy.
It's not going to get you what you want.
For a response. He just wanted anything said back to him. He just wanted to see that she still even would type to him. That's why he said, sorry if I offended you. He was throwing out anything he could throw out.
That would get her to say, I'm alive.
Anything. Yeah, just say, even just to be like, all right, so this is done. Like, he needed the confirmation that it was done.
Right, but I don't think but he's not taking that.
No, well, now he should take it after she said the phone was wet. He said who it was, and then she didn't answer again. The phone, I doubt it got wet again. It might have. It might have.
She poured Mountain Dew on top of the phone.
The phone was as dry as her vagina was for this guy.
Exactly. So this guy should give up.
I just had a good date like that, and like we was making out on the side of the street and the whole night because it looked like we could have smashed that night, but then didn't. I hit her up to fucking hang out. Nothing.
No response.
And then, you know, it was a yes, no, yeah, and then it was like, oh, I'm
done. Yeah.
Then it was done. And the thing is if you got
enough... You knew that.
If you got enough irons in the fire, like, that shit doesn't fucking destroy you. Like, just holler at more girls, dude.
Yeah, go back to Tinder, go back to swiping right, and you'll...
Yeah.
It's a numbers game. It's like it's really being a salesman.
But what if a person's numbers are zero?
You'll get one.
Really?
Everybody gets one.
Yeah. Then lower your fucking standards.
Yeah.
Like,
hit anything. Go from threes to zeros at the bar.
Honestly,
you won't see that much of a difference either between a three and
a
zero.
No, he's not. And like, holler at people out on the street too, man. Like,
he said he's doing everything. He's using all those outlets for meeting people. I think he just got a little focused on one girl because he was enjoying their text conversation. They seem to be having chemistry and having fun, and it gets very confusing.
I also think to be sending photos of each other and that, like, make it short. Talk for a couple of days and then go out. Like, don't make it a whole week thing. Don't send photos to each other. My friends do that. I think that's so weird. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Like, go out.
Especially, I find myself becoming like, because they're occupying a space in my brain now because now I have to have this conversation with some imaginary person. And then I go out and see them and they're like, yo, especially the Tinder, like these chicks, like where's your chin? Like where you had a chin in your picture, that chin is fucking gone.
Not in that picture, I did.
Yeah, like it's like I put all of this time and energy into someone that doesn't even look like themselves.
Yeah, I gotta see pictures. I got it personally.
Nobody's saying you do see pictures. No, you get invested in the person.
No, but I think I still gotta see pictures though. I gotta see something. I gotta see that you're real. I want to see your Tinder pictures, and then I need like two.
So you expect a photo
before you meet with each other?
Not expect like off the bat. Like when I'm texting, I'll be like, you got any more pictures?
See, I would not. I don't like that.
You got like catfishes out there and shit. That's just
that I understand. I just find it really weird to be exchanging and investing on that level before you've met somebody.
It's like, okay,
I've had that before too, where I get. So do you remember ICQ? Did you ever? use that when you were younger. Maybe that's like a Canadian thing. It was ICQ. It was like AOL Instant Message. I guess the Canadian version of it. It was like with this little green flower that's whatever. But I was obsessed with that. I knew so many people on there that I'd never met. I had full relationships with these people. And some of them, when I met them in real life, I'd be like, oh, that's you?
Yeah.
And then it would be weird. And other people, I'd be like, yeah, we have a connection for sure. Mm-hmm. That would totally happen. And we would build on that friendship and connection. But it was very weird to get so invested in these people. Like, I would run home after school to go talk to these
people. See, I understand why you guys would want
it's
like it. Because a lot of my guy friends say most people have about 20 pounds over their actual photo. So I understand
it. I don't think that, but...
And we're balder and shorter. You know what I mean? Like, dudes are balder and shorter.
Everyone's putting their best of the best out there.
I think that if you don't send a picture, if you're a girl and you can't send me two pictures, that's a huge red flag. Because girls take pictures all day. If you can't give me two pictures...
I don't want to send you a picture. I'm not sending you shit.
No. We're talking. Everything's going good. It's like, so you got any more pictures? Okay, two pictures, whatever. Okay, boom. She still looks whatever. It's different.
Chicken soup guy before we went out, he was like, I worked all day long and I was like, oh, I'm exhausted. And he's like, let me see a picture of you exhausted. And I'm like,
I really, I know.
And I was like, no, honestly, I really look terrible. And he's like, no, I just send it to me. And I think he wanted to see like if I was really ugly.
Right.
And so I go, well, one rule, if I send you the picture, I get to put a filter on it. And so he said, okay. And so I sent him one with like a plain filter. It wasn't that like,
right.
And he's like, oh, you're beautiful. But it was like, I think it was his way to weed out to see.
For sure.
How's this chick looking at 12:30 after she worked for 15 hours?
Yep. Right.
Okay. See, that's why I think, like, it's just, to me, it just is more.
It's so much work.
It's just easier to go holler at chick, go out and just pull chicks. It's easier to go out and, like, you just focus on having a good time. It's not even about, like,
the problem with that, something like that is, I think for our listeners and someone like me, is I don't think I would like people that are just hanging out at clubs and stuff. So I don't.
I didn't say go to clubs.
I know, but like, it's like that's where people are feeling social. And I don't think I'd meet anyone in real life.
I don't really want to go to a fucking club.
No, who's going to clubs?
Everyone. Just saying, like, the places where I think people are out and wanting to,
you can meet people anywhere. There's no rules.
I know,
but you're a very confident man. Like, a lot of men don't go out and go to the supermarket.
But I'm not that attractive.
You can become that person.
Like, you can just talk to a girl.
Like, I'm not, like, fucking a great-looking dude. Like, I'm an average-looking guy. I don't even look good with my fucking shirt off. Like, I got weird issues. Like, I'm not a catch. But you know, you just got to find enough things that you like about yourself and
open your mouth
and just talk to people and listen. You don't even got to be clever. Just let someone talk about themselves.
And girls really just like a good conversation over pretty much everything.
If you're
just stimulating a girl's mind, that's the best. You're on your way.
Yeah. Okay, how do you ensure that you're stimulating a girl's mind?
Because she's coming back and forth with the conversation. You can tell from...
But how do you do it?
How do I do it personally?
How do you do it personally? You are quick, you're witty. How do you develop that skill?
I try to be as funny as possible really early, and I just kind of am ridiculous a little bit. But I just say, first off, I just go up to a girl, be like, hey, how you doing? Now I'm going to start saying, do you like horses from the last week's episode?
Because
that was like the new thing. You guys.
And woohoo!
Woohoo, all that. But no, I just say, hey, how you doing? And if it's going all right, I'm good with being quick on my feet. Like,
were you always?
Yeah, I was. I really was. I mean.
But do you think you can learn that skill?
I don't know if you can learn that. I don't know. I mean, maybe over time you mature more and you kind of get it down. But I was always just like funny, and I was always not scared to just get like, no, I'm good.
I think the biggest problem that a lot of people run into is they think about what they're going to say next instead of just listening to a person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, all you have to do is listen. It's all there. And guess what? Sometimes they don't want to talk to you. Like, sometimes
And that's what you're listening to. You're like, I get it.
Yo, she's got nothing to say to me, so I'm not going to force this shit. I'll walk over here. Like, it was nice talking to you. Good luck. You know, see you later. But, like, if you just listen, then
you can actually hear a lot of things.
Have a conversation, and then because a lot of these cats are very intelligent. They're just socially awkward. So it's just listen to a person and then use your fucking brain and form a question or make a comment to keep the thing going.
My whole thing is witty comment. That's like my whole thing. They say something to art, witty comment. Like that's or you keep the questions going, like you keep asking her stuff until you can get a witty comment. You know what I mean? Keep it alive and then hit them with the witty comment eventually. You just gotta be funny with girls.
I like your style.
Yeah, you just gotta keep it going.
He's got like the whole like this is how you carry yourself too. Both of
Thank you.
You just like care. You're very, very different styles, but you just carry
both
yourself
Italian,
like that.
Though.
You don't give a shit. Oh, maybe
yeah,
that's
both very pale skin Italian.
I'm Sicilian.
I'm Sicilian too. I just don't get any sun, even though we're in LA. I don't have time for sun right now. We're in the like where do
totally. Everybody has time for sun.
Where do
Open
I go
your
for
door.
Sun? Yeah, but then what? I sit outside like on the deck for 10 minutes, and I'm like, all right, I'll go back in now.
You can check your messages on there or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, great way to wrap up the show. One suggestion I have for anybody who is listening, because we were talking about developing wit and having conversation, I've said it a million times, go take an improv class. That I swear to God, I have natural wit on my own, but I feel like it was fine-tuned when I did start taking improv classes. I learned how to listen. I learned how to work with other people. I learned how to construct a story with other people where I wasn't just on my own mission for conversation. I was able to have a conversation with other people and make sure that our conversation goes to a heightened level. That's why I think it's fantastic. Oh, what is that?
Celebration.
Oh, see, I know. See, improv is that good. It makes your phone that excited. Anyway, thank you guys for coming on our show. Kaz, I'm so sorry about your breakup. I didn't realize it was so recent, but what a jerk for dumping you at
the funny thing
a restaurant.
Is, I thought I was going to come here and say, oh my God, I found the most amazing guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought last night, too. I thought I was going to go on my show today.
I'm fresh off the breakup, too. I'm one day, literally last night.
What?
I got home and my bags were packed.
Bags were packed?
Yeah, I was like.
See, that's not good protocol either.
I was like, God damn. I was like, this one's serious, huh? So I like, went to talk to her for a couple minutes, and I was like, this shit happens like every other friggin' month. Like, all right, I'm out.
She packed your stuff for you?
Yeah, that was dope.
Hey, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
thanks.
That was super dope.
Yeah. Well, it's like making you chicken soup. Very, very nice girl,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, I got home. I was like mad, but kind of like relieved that I didn't have to do that at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to happen. It's all packed.
Packing's worse than any breakup you'll ever go through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, moving, too. Moving's. I still have to move, though. It's fucking embarrassing.
Good God. This is a depressing show.
It is.
Let's wrap it up. Kaz, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm with you guys.
Have people listen to your show.
Just buy my book.
Or steal, buy your book.
Steal my book. It's called Hyena.
No, don't steal it. Go buy it.
I don't get that much money off of it, so steal it.
Well, what else can they buy from you? How else can they give you money?
I just
listen to your show.
Just it doesn't matter. Just the book, Hyena.
Okay.
That's the only thing I want to plug.
Perfect.
Hyena, and I got another book coming, Hummingbird. And like,
oh, you do?
It's done. I'm shopping it right now. I'm just shopping it today.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. Hurrah. And Kristen, my co-host, and John, recent break. Up the producer of the show, wonderful contribution.
Follow me on Instagram and make me look good in front of the guy who's not writing me back.
Right, exactly.
I have so many followers.
Exactly.
Chris Karn.
Yes, and just tell her how much you love her, you want to date her, and like make him jealous.
Yep.
Very good messages to send out. Thank you guys for listening to the show. New episodes of the Ask Woman Show come out every week at 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm not going to say where it is on, but go download it wherever you can. Please go subscribe. So you don't have to be an idiot and go download every single week. It's a waste of time. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much for listening.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.